Whatever ideas you hold, take a close look at them. Some of those ideas are going to be remarkably rewarding for yourself, such as, I never want to take advantage of anyone else, I never want them to take advantage of me, and you have a sense of confidence inside of you, a sense of security that you can carry through. Or another idea that you may have is, I want to be an honest person. I want to be it not because other people like honest people, but because I want to like myself. I want to admire myself. I want to be able to go to sleep at night and not feel like I'm a manipulative, bad person. You don't want to do that to yourself. So take a look at your ideas. Some of them may be, well, you shouldn't live for yourself. You should only live for other people. That one is a killer. When you really love your own life, you're good with other people. You like other people generically, you know, not generically, you judge them, but you have a sense of benevolence. When you're always running, when you always feel like other people have their hands in all your pocket, your life doesn't feel like your own. And that's not healthy for you. And usually you wither away from other people. You know, I've done for everybody else my whole life and I'm sick of it. You know, why don't they ever do for me? The question is, why don't you do for yourself? Because it's got to start with you. So if you take a close look at your ideas, if anything, the terrorist attack on September 11th should be a wake-up call to all of us to say, ooh, do we harbor any of the ideas that the terrorists harbor? I heard a broadcast yesterday from New York. I often listen to a New York station because I like Ground Zero information. And I heard that in some of the documents that they've been getting from the actual terrorists, you know, in their luggage or what they're finding that many of them saying, you know, I'm dying for the good of the other world and I'm going to be rewarded by Allah, and I don't have the exact words, but it was to that effect, and that you want to show kindness to Allah and to, you know, you don't want the infidels. The commentator said, when he read some of the passages, he said, this is creepy. This is what we hear in any bully pulpit across America. And this is what we tell our children before they go to bed at night. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. We've got this mysticism pervading our culture. Is that good or not? Is that an eerie thing? I, for one, am passionate about loving your own life and loving your own mind so much that you never say that there's something that you can't understand, that there are mystical things that you'll never understand. You want to be able to have the confidence in your mind and to know that minds are able to grasp things and to make sense of things. And if things don't make sense, you don't have to try to jury-rig it or rationalize it. You want to really question why they don't make sense and use your mind well to disentangle yourself from maybe some errors that you've been carrying through from childhood. Maybe not from an abusive family, maybe from a family that's very decent family. However, you may have absorbed some ideas that you don't count, your life doesn't count, that only others matter, that only if you sacrifice is it good. That's not the American way. You want to value your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.